you must realize that the way people develop a relationship and maintain a relationship long-term, one where there's great communication, great emotion, great feelings, one that's truly successful, is you have to create a bond. They build a bridge. Because people who have different realities all the time, you're going to get different views of things. Something happens that gets you upset and you have one perception and somebody else has another one. The way you have a relationship that's long-term is you build a permanent bridge between you that says, even if we have two different realities, there's always this connection between us. This connection that we always go back to, an emotional bond, a bridge. And we're going to always come back to that place if we start to get upset with each other. We'll get out of our stress states and remember the connection that's always there. Remember who we really are and what we really mean to each other. See, that's where the bond comes from. That's the bridge. And we got to race back to that bridge when there are problems. Not get caught up in the problem, but come back to our feeling of connection with that person and say, look, I need your help. I have a different view than you do on this one. How can we work this out? See, whenever you try and clarify, instead of making things wrong, you start to build a bridge even stronger. You have to build a bridge so strong that nothing can ever shake it. So sturdy. And that sturdiness comes from just deciding you'll never question this person's intent ever again. You may not like their behavior. You may not like their view. But you'll always know the intent is one to empower you and themselves, that they really care no matter what. That's what makes a relationship last long term. And we've got to do that in business as much as we have to in a one-on-one personal relationship, as much as we do with our children. One of the things I did with a company I talked about when we started this, the company having so many challenges, everybody hated each other, is I got them to do a process that made them all feel totally connected, where they began to understand that they're all really working for the same desires, the same designs. They're trying to make some of the same things happen. And there was a dramatic change once that bond was built. And by the way, it doesn't take long to build a bond. It requires a decision. And we've got a lot of processes to do that. I can't talk about those. We'll be here all day. But you know enough things on your own to make those bonds more solid. And the first thing is just decide to feel connected to that person no matter what the evidence on the outside appears to be to the contrary. No matter what happens, in other words, decide you're not going to question their intent. Now, some people say to me, well, how do you build that bond? What if you build the bond? What if you build this bridge, this emotional connection with this person, and you feel this connection is going to be there, and then one day they disappoint you? You're going to be disappointed, I can guarantee you. There are going to be people you're going to misjudge. You're going to think they're a great person. You're going to be wrong. Is that a reason to never build an emotional bridge with people again, to always question people's intent? If you do that, you'll have destroyed your life. See, there are going to be times when you build a bridge and it doesn't work, but most of the time it's going to work. And the reason I use the metaphor of a bridge is I want you to think in terms of when you get stressed, when you get upset, when you get angry, remember, why are we communicating? Because I want to feel good and I want them to feel good and I want to create some new results. Come back to the bridge, that emotional connection. Remember, I know this person really is. They're not their behavior. They're not how they're acting right now. Who they are is more than how they're behaving or treating me. My assumptions about them are not true because I know who they really are. Come back to the bridge. Now, some people go, well, they got to cross the bridge first. No, that's not how it works. You race for the bridge. Your job is to see who can get across the bridge and reconnect fastest. You start getting upset with somebody, your job is to remember who this person really is and race back to there and say, you know, I'm sorry I'm upset with you. I know who you really are. I know you'd never do something like this, but I just need to understand what you're trying to accomplish here. Help me out. And immediately you can reestablish the connection. Now, everything I've been sharing with you up until now, I've only been doing to get to this point where I could share with you a tool I've developed that really has changed my life and it's worked incredibly well in businesses and in personal relationships. And I call it a reality check. What's its purpose? Well, remember, we said that all communication upsets come down to either being stressed or creating a meaning inside of our head that's not true, a disempowering meaning, one that makes us upset or judge somebody or feel a sense of loss with them. And it's not true. It's not accurate. And we all do it. So how do you deal with stress? How do you deal when you're upset, when your expectations aren't met? Well, you do it one of two ways, probably. Either keep it inside and don't change it. Just keep it inside and suppress it, which eventually all it does is it comes out as you being upset with that person, or it comes out with you making them wrong and laying blame. And if not to them personally, you do it inside your head. And maybe you complain to other people and create a cancer within an organization because you find other people whose expectations aren't met. And then you get together in subgroup and destroy everything within a company or within a family. You can't do that. It hurts you and it hurts the people around you. Or the other approach is not to do it internally, but to just unload on somebody. You get upset about something, how dare you do this to me? The fact that you're saying they did something to you shows that you've made up a meaning that probably isn't true. They probably didn't do anything to hurt you. They're probably just trying to get a result and didn't notice the impact or didn't anticipate it. You know, don't go around saying I'm betrayed by somebody till you talk to them first to find out what are they trying to accomplish.